Welcome to Lifestyles of the Creative and Insane. I'm your host, Ruby Leach. On today's podcast, I'll be interviewing the creatively insane members of the Crafters, one of the clans you can find over at MTG Salvation. I was cordially invited to Lord Grey's interdimensional abode to meet up with those members of the Crafters that were able to attend. I switched on my recording device when I reached the front doors of Lord Grey's massive palatial estate. An enormous pair of double doors slowly swung open. From them emerged a strikingly handsome man dressed in a white dress shirt, black slacks, patent leather shoes, basilisk skin overcoat, and a pair of grey band sunglasses. The gentleman was accompanied by a butler and a maid, who both appeared to be made entirely of marble. He took a sip from his teacup, then handed it off to one of his silent servants. If I didn't know otherwise, I would have guessed that Lord Grey was powered entirely by tea, for the sound of bubbling tea was ever present in Lord Grey's vicinity.
Ah, Ruby Leach, welcome to my humble abode.
Ah, Lord Grey, thank you for inviting me to your lovely home. Did you create these servants yourself?
Indeed. These are early prototypes of my marble maid and marble butler lines. They're quite fetching, don't you think? Like all great inventions, the story of their birth is truly inspiring. When you're running an interplanar business conglomerate, you need all the free labor you can get. When first posed with the dilemma of inadequate staffing, I did what any savvy man with a background in necromancy would do. Dredged up some undead helpers and let them do the heavy lifting. Zombies are certainly handy on the battlefield, but when it comes to more delicate matters, they leave much to be desired. Their hygiene is atrocious, their acumen is questionable at best, and they have this awful habit of devouring anyone that moves. Needless to say, the possibility of having your guest eaten by the help makes for awkward moments at the dinner table. With tensions mounting, I'd often sequestered myself in my studio to partake in my favorite form of therapy, sculpting. One day, as I toiled away at my latest project, a tragically maladroit servant of mine bumped into my supply shelf and accidentally doused himself in liquid granite. As I watched him wriggle his last movements before becoming a macabre work of art, I had a stroke of genius. Why not create living sculptures? After a considerable amount of research, experimentation, and sacrifice, I developed my own proprietary brand of magic, Sculpomancy. Thanks to this innovation, I now have scores of lovely servants that require neither sleep, sustenance, nor compensation. And whenever their services aren't needed, they pose atop their plinths, holding silent vigil until they have beckoned once again.
Fascinating! Also, this tea of yours, is it also of your creation?
You really should try my signature brew, Mr. Leach. It's both palate-pleasing and age-defying. Care for a cup?
The tea sounds wonderful, but since I am a mana leech, I automatically suck away red mana from the atmosphere as my nourishment. If anyone needs to cast a red spell while I'm here, I recommend doing so outside of my circle of influence. What is your connection with tea, outside of the obvious Earl Grey one?
Earl Grey. That, my friend, is but a pale imitation of my signature blend. Though it does succeed at hitting most of its flavorful notes, it's missing the secret ingredient.
Secret ingredient? You don't say!
To the uninitiated, tea is but a heated concoction of water, leaves, herbs, and spices. However, with the right knowledge and ingredients, one can unlock a brew's true potential, thus creating a magical elixir. Though my youthful visage may suggest otherwise, I am over 1600 years old. And that's impressive even for a native Ravnican. And what do I have to thank? Aside from a prestigious lineage and a few sound business arrangements, my signature brew, of course. To put things plainly, if Charles bothered to pay me for the complete recipe, he'd still be a live, strapping young man to this day. As opposed to taking eternal repose in the earth's soil. What's a secret ingredient, you ask? Well, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
What else can you create?
Aside from these lovely sculptures, a business empire that spans countless planes of existence. It all started... On second thought, it would be best if I did not regale you with that tale, for our time is quite limited, and using chronomancy to circumvent that limitation would be dreadfully irresponsible. Besides, I'm certain my fellow crafters have some fascinating stories of their own.
From there, Lord Grey led me into a grand chamber, and I could hear the notes of a piano playing. One of his marble servants guided me to a seat, and I addressed the group. Thank you all that could make it today. I know there are other crafters as well, but we're too busy to attend. Let me go over the roster of who's with us today. Of course, we have V-Liger Dragon, who is playing that beautiful piano music as we were coming in. We also have Pikachu Gundam, Dakmore Queen, Laser Sharp, Pet Snake, Moss Elemental, That Redwood, and of course, Kenkenen himself. Once again, I'd like to thank Lord Grey for hosting this gathering.
Well, it is because of Magic the Gathering, so that's quite appropriate to gather in a magical place such as this.
Ah, that voice you heard was Kenkenen, the representative for the crafters.
Go ahead and call me Kank. Everyone does.
You've got it. It's actually best that I start with you, Kank, so that you can give us all a background to your clan and how everything started.
How everything started? Well, I got my start back in ancient Egypt, where I was worshipped as the god Min, the bull which serves the cows. I started off as the high priest Kunk-Enun, then quickly made my way up the ranks when I took over for Min himself, because he was having problems with erectile dysfunction. There was no such thing as Viagra back then, you know.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. I was actually hoping to hear the start of the clan, the Crafters. I'm sure my listeners would love to hear about your exploits in ancient Egypt, but we would unfortunately run out of time to hear from everyone else.
Oh, sure. So, the Crafters, then. Well, a few years ago, there were two separate clans. One called Image Crafters, which specialized in art, and another called MTG Salivation, which specialized in tasty foodstuffs.
What clan were you from?
I'm getting to that, Ruby. When both clans were having trouble with attendance, I, as one of the last few members of MTG Salivation, approached the struggling Image Crafters and brokered a merger between our clans.
Was it a peaceful merger?
Well, I can remember it being pretty noisy, and there was a whole lot of whipped cream consumed. I don't think any neighbors called to complain, though.
What happened next?
Well, for about a year, the clan gestated as Image Crafters Plus, until turnout slowed down once again, and I went on a mass recruitment drive and pulled in a number of people you see in this very room, like Moss Elemental and Laser Sharp.
How did you get them to join?
The promise of free food and sexual favors is probably what did it. Once we had enough members, I usurped control over the previous clan reps and dubbed the new clan the Crafters.
Usurped control, you say? What about the fact that the previous reps disappeared soon after you took over?
Are you suggesting that I murdered them and buried them in shallow graves in my backyard? Well, there's no truth to that at all. I'll even let you dig if you want. Not in the northwest corner, though. There's, water pipes you could break or something.
I do believe I should open up some questions to the others now. So, on the piano is V-Liger Dragon, is it?
You can call me Abby.
Oh, of course, Abby. Word has it that you were a dragon once?
I used to be a dragon, but an evil wizard cast a spell on me and I'm stuck in the body of an ordinary human female. I do kind of have to knit various creatures, otherwise I get lonely from my old friends from when I was a dragon, so that's kind of why I know two of them look alike.
Please tell me more about your time as a dragon.
Well, Ruby, being a dragon is the best thing in the world.
What happened to make this wizard metamorphose you?
See, wizards are so jealous of how awesome dragons are, it's kind of notorious. So this one particularly evil one tricked me and turned me into a people.
How were you tricked by the jealous wizard?
Ah, Ruby, that is indeed a tragic tale. It involves Cheetos, too many episodes of Glee, and a magic pair of socks. It would take longer to tell than we have time.
Could you tell me more about your connection with ligers and sharks?
Sharks are awesome.
Do your knitted creations take on a life of their own?
It is true that some of the knitted creatures do seem to take on a life of their own, especially late at night when there's a full moon and the magic is running high.
Do you knit were-creatures?
I suppose you could consider them were-creatures, though any other person knitting them would not get the same results.
I notice how proficient you are at the piano.
You may not know this, but dragons are naturally gifted at music. It's not widely known just how musically inclined we really are. Sure, we like treasure hoarding, sheep eating, and town burning as much as the next person. But if you really want to get a dragon interested, a musical concerto, Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, is really a good way to go. Now, if you'll excuse me, I feel the need to sit at the piano once more.
Thank you, Abby. So, Pikachu Gundam, is it?
Yes.
What is your story?
Well, I am a human-sized Pikachu that dresses like a Naruto world ninja. Prior to my spark igniting, I was a mercenary for both the underworld of Kamigawa as well as the Daimyo. During a mission, I was cornered by a pack of Nezumi after exhausting chakra, magic, and physical strength to escape during an assassination of an influential Nezumi leader. My team left me for dead, and my spark ignited, so I was hurled through the blind eternities to Ravnica. I was treated by the lovely Amara Tandris, who introduced me to Jace, who ultimately explained to me what the multiverse is. From there, I traveled the multiverse as a jack-of-all-trades, taking jobs as I saw fit on a whim. I particularly favor a space-age plane where chakra and magic are quite rare, but the technology is quite advanced, aka Gundams. Being there helps me to forget how much of a pain in the ass ninjas and magicians are. My motto is, if violence isn't solving all your problems, then you simply aren't using enough of it.
Could you share some of your poetry with our listeners?
The poetry was lost in the war, pillaging and such. Thus is war. Life as a mercenary paid well. Living in the shadows of society does have its benefits.
Could you write a new poem here on the spot for us? Also, how many people have you killed on your journeys?
I have lost the writer's touch that I once had back on Kamigawa. My eyes have been open since my spark ignited, and writing is inconsequential to my greater purpose now. As for those I've slain, I've lost count. If I had to make a guess, I'd say over 9,000!
Thank you, Pikachu Gundam. Meow. Ah yes, Dakmore Queen.
Meow. You may address Her Majesty.
Where did that voice come from?
That is the sound of my translation device you hear. I am the voice of my mistress, the Queen of Dakmore.
Who are the Dakmores?
Dakmore isn't people. It's a swamp-laden place. I guess you could call me a black cat.
Why are you queen of them?
I am their queen because I said I was, and they were all like, what ifs? I was like, trot totes being your ruler then.
So, you're a cat.
A Maine Coon, to be exact.
Right, how does a cat become a queen?
Aren't all cats royalty already?
Quite fair. Why did you join the crafters?
Well, I was rather bored one day. Shocking, I know. I like being creative and everyone was super nice. Why wouldn't I join?
Sounds good to me. So next we have Laser Sharp. What's your story?
I started writing heavy metal music ever since I listened to some Cannibal Corpse and got hooked immediately. I love jumping, and I also love math. That's about all I have to say. Who wants to do some star jumps with me? Come on, star jumps! Star jumps! Come on, do 20 right now!
I'm afraid leeches cannot do star jumps.
Well, fine. I'm going jumping on my own then. One, two, cube root of 27.
The third digit of pi!
So, Moss Elemental, I hear you're the most prolific poster in all of MTGS.
He is, but being an elemental made out of lichen, he doesn't have the ability to talk.
Really now?
Oh, but he is one of the world's fastest typists. Show him, Mossy!
Let me see. I was minding my own business when I got gathered by the Rolling Stones. After that, I was the stunt double for Swamp Thing. Nowadays, I just live in Okefenokee Swamp, watching the world go round. Oh, and now it appears he's gone back to posting on MTGS again. He really doesn't stop, does he?
Nope.
So, how about Pet Snake or that Redwood? Can either of them talk?
I'm afraid not.
Well then, I guess we've gone full circle. Back to you, Kank.
Sure. What you want to know?
Well, one thing I am truly curious about. That dark echo in your voice. Have you always had that?
Huh? What are you talking about? I'm hearing a strange reverb in my microphone. But that's not me doing it.
Really now? Jeff, could you turn down the reverb on Kank's microphone? Okay, try it now.
Try what now?
Oh, I guess it worked. So, Kank, I hear you bake one devilishly delicious cookie with your powerful demon oven.
Well, I've been a Dark Lord of the Underworld ever since I had a falling out with Anubis and Set. They said they could make the best cookies, and I was like, no way, dudes! My cookies are way better!
Jeff, could you turn that reverb thing back on after all? Please, continue.
Sure, so I was all like, oatmeal raisin? Sure, you guys kick ass! But you've got
nothing on my chocolate chip omnipotence!
Ah, that's better.
Whatever makes you happy, man. Or a leech.
So, I see you're in a kilt.
It's a skirt.
Okay, next question. Ah, what is the future for the crafters?
Oh, a little bit of everything, I suppose. Good music. Good food.
Jumping! 2 to the 5th power!
Art. Jumping, I guess. You name it, we'll do it. Oh, the orgies! Those are good, too. Note to self, buy more whipped cream!
Well, I think we have it. I'd like to thank all of the crafters once again for joining me here today, and to Lord Grey for hosting us. This was Ruby Leech for Lifestyles of the Creative and Insane. Thanks for listening. Abby, would you like to play us out?